Leaders of the Palestinian Hamas Party continue meetings in Cairo about forming a new government after their surprising win in elections 2 weeks ago. A senior leader today said Hamas is looking for ways to talk with Israel, but still does not want to acknowledge that country's right to exist.
Earlier, I spoke with a Palestinian political consultant and media professor who works with Hamas. He is Nashat Aktash. Hamas, he said, wants a coalition government. It wants to include non-Hamas politicians and what he called technocrats who will be able to negotiate with the Israelis for Palestinians.
We need to have some negotiation with Israelis for every daily life movement. Going abroad, medical thing, aid, money getting in, everything is controlled because West Bank and Gaza Strip are under occupation and Hamas is not in the position to talk to the Israelis.
What do you think the Palestinians who voted for Hamas, what do they want from a new government?
Look, for the Westerners, Hamas, known as the military arm of Hamas, who are doing suicide bombing. For Palestinians, when it comes to Hamas organization, it's a long, successful history in social work, helping people. That's what people are looking for from the next government.
But as you say, Hamas is known in the West for its militancy. Let me read you just a line from the charter of the organization, okay? The time will not come until Muslims will fight the Jews and kill them.
Look, Palestine was occupied by the Israelis in 48 and 67 war. Palestinians felt not happy. They were treated unfairly. So a lot of anger among Palestinians. But now it's about time that Palestinians, 80% of the Palestinians, are willing to end up this question. And Hamas is offering a long-term hudna. Hudna means ceasefire, long-term ceasefire. And during this hudna, both parties can meet, can talk, and can settle down all the problems between them, including Jerusalem, borders, so many other things.
Let me read you something else from the charter then, if I may. Article 13, peaceful solutions. Peace initiatives, the so-called peaceful solutions, and the international conferences to resolve the Palestinian problem are contrary to the beliefs of the Islamic Resistance Movement, which is the formal name of Hamas. Peaceful solutions are contrary to the beliefs of Hamas.
Look, when Hamas was formed in 87, situation was a little bit different.
This is the current charter of the organization.
This is the existing charter. Yes. I will come to this. This is a great opportunity for peace. Hamas, and with 80% of the Palestinians, are accepting peace settlement. Now, what the Israelis are going to do? Do they accept to recognize a Palestinian state beside them? Now, if the Israelis accept it, the problem will be finished.
But Mr. Aktash, the Israelis and Europeans and the American government are all saying, Hamas, you must say that you are willing to accept the Israeli state.
Okay, who to recognize who? We are under occupation. We need to be recognized, and we need our state to be established, not the Israelis. Now, let me get back to the charter. I know, I have read the charter. I know Hamas does not believe in peace according to the charter, but now Hamas is coming to peace process. Why the West does not help them in ending up this occupation, Israeli occupation to Palestinian land, and settle down the problem in a peaceful solution?
Why just keep saying
Hamas must recognize Israel? Why don't we say Israel has to withdraw, but end their occupation?
But Mr. Aktash, wouldn't the answer to that be that how can you trust a partner in negotiation if that partner has declared that the real solution is to kill you?
Why the West keeping just repeating the same point? Okay, there are several possible solutions. And Hamas solution, Israeli solution, because they are part of the problem, is not accepted. Why don't we accept United Nations resolution? Two-state solution. Hamas before was rejecting that. Now Hamas saying We accept a peaceful solution to the problem.
Nashat Aktash teaches media at Beirzeit University in Ramallah. Nashat Aktash, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.